Let's pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to come to the house of God. We are here to listen to your voice. Speak to us from thy throne above. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, today we are in the book of Psalm 119. And we are going to start with the verse 49. Verse 49, this will be the section number 7. Okay, please read first two verses.
Remember the word unto thy servants, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me.
Now the psalmist says, remember thy word unto thy servant. I don't know, God spoke to him? Have you read the word of God? Or somebody gave the message to him? Somehow he got a hope in the word of God. So he is grateful that God gave him hope. In this chapter, this psalmist has so many problems we will be learning. He said, this is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me. That means spiritually he was down, spiritually dying, but he heard the word of God, he got the hope, and now he said, I'm comforted in my affliction. When he had the problem, suffering or whatever the problem he had, the word of God gave him comfort, and he said, the word of God quickened me, means gave me life. Verse 51 and 52.
The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself.
Now he said there are people, the proud people, arrogant people, people who are not listening to your word, or backslidden people, they are mocking me, they are giving all kinds of problems. But, he says, I did not decline unto thy law. Whatever the people were giving him hard time, he says, I did not look at them. I did not look at their mocking. And I was delighting the word of God. And I did not give up the word of God or the law of God. And then say, I remember thy judgment of old. O Lord, and I have comforted myself. What he's trying to say? He says, when people giving me hard time, those people are not godly people. They are harassing, they are giving me hard time. I was not looking at them. Why? Because I have the comfort in my spirit that our God is a righteous judge. And he said he has judged the people in the time of old. Means from Egypt to the promised land, all kinds of enemy came against the children of God. But God took care of them, and God judged those people. God punished those people. So he said, when I learned that, that gave me comfort. So I'm not looking at my enemies. I'm not looking at my problem. I heard the word of God, and the word of God gave me comfort in my trouble. He's very, very good person, thinking about godly thing, but he has spiritual problems. The same way when we have some problem, don't run away from God, come to God. He says, I did not decline from thy law, but I came closer to God. I remember God's judgment. I remember God's help before, and he can help me. When somebody has a good testimony, somebody gives the testimony, I was sick and afflicted and God healed me. Same God can heal you. And when you hear that, you should be thinking, if God did it for him, or God did it for her, he can do it for me. Okay, verse 53 and 54.
Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage.
All these people were giving me a hard time. And horror had taken hold upon me. So he got scared. He got so many problems. He said, who are those people? Those people are wicked, but those people are not heathen. Those people who were Jewish people, godly people, they give up the Jewish law, give up the God's fellowship, and now they are harassing me. But he says, I'm not worried about that. When the problem coming, what I'm doing, I'm singing a song. I'm praising God and I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Even though I'm pilgrimage in this house, means in this world. My life is like a journey. I'm in journey, but on the way, I see all kinds of people. This is God's people, backslidden people. They are coming and harassing me, but I am rejoicing in the Lord and singing a song. It is so difficult when somebody harassing you and you sing a song. But he says, I don't care what they say. I am going to look at God and I'm going to just thank God. Abraham says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10, I am looking at the city whose builder is God. So he is saying, even though I am pilgrim in this world, I have the city built by God and I am looking forward. So when we look forward what God has done for us, then we don't worry. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, he says, Jesus Christ is coming and he will take us to home. But our citizenship is in heaven. We are belong to heaven. We are living in this world, but we belong to heaven. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, he said, once you are born again, what happened? God has lifted you up to heaven and you are sitting at the right hand of God. You don't feel it, but Bible says that Jesus Christ is taking us to heaven spiritually. We are sitting with him. We have spiritual fellowship with him. And one day he is coming because we are the citizens of heaven. I am not worried about anything. I am singing the songs and praising God and looking unto Jesus. That's what the word of God says. When you're having problem, looking unto Jesus, who is the what? Author and finisher of our faith. Okay, 55 and 56.
I remember thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts.
He says, I have remembered thy name, our God's name. There are so many names for God. I don't have time to tell you. But we have one name, great name. The name above all name is Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we can cast out the devil. In the name of Jesus, sick can be healed. In the name of Jesus, all kinds of sickness and disease will be gone. We have the great name of Jesus. Once we have the name of Jesus, he said, I don't have to worry. I remember thy name, O Lord, in the night. I have kept thy law. In a daytime, whatever the problem came, and when he is lying down, sometime he remembers what happened. But he said, I'm not worried about that. In the nighttime, I'm thinking about the name of God. Our God helped our people in the old, and he can help me now. I don't have to worry about anything because he said, this I had because I kept thy precepts. What he had? He had the name of God. He had the promises of God. He has seen the what God has done in the old time. So he said, when I see all of this, that thing keeps me in your words because your words has power. I read the Bible, I study the word, and they comfort me because I have seen what God has done before. Now we are going to go to the section 8, starting from verse 57. So there's 57 and 58.
Thou art my portion, O Lord. I've said that I will keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word.
Now he says, thou art my portion. If God is in your sight, you don't have to worry. If God is with you, whole world can be other side. but you will be majority. We need God. He says, God is my portion. God is with, because I am keeping his word. I am delighting in his word. And he says, 58, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. He says, I was begging, O Lord, give me your favor in the time of trouble and be merciful unto me according to thy word, because I have seen your mercy. Your word says that you are merciful God. But when I have a problem, I'm begging you for your favor with my whole heart. Help me, protect me, because all these people against me, but I'm not going to worry about it, because God is with me. He is my portion. The word of God says, if God is with us, who can be against us? He is with us. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Okay, verse 59 and 60.
I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments.
I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. What is he saying? I was traveling. I was thinking, I am not working according to the will of God. Maybe when all this problem comes, sometime I'm singing a song and making myself happy, but at the same time, trouble after trouble coming, so I was almost slipping away. He said, I thought I'm slipping away, I'm going away. But he says, I turn my feet unto thy testimonies. I said, God is talking to me. God is giving his testimony. I have heard, I have learned in the word of God. Why should I go astray? I'm going to follow the Lord, and I'm keeping your testimony. But I thought in my mind, I am slipping away. Then he says, I made haste and delay not to keep thy commandment. He said, when I was thinking in my mind, maybe I'm getting backslidden, maybe I'm running away from God, something is wrong happening. But he said, I'm not worried about that, because I know my God is there, and he will keep me, he will protect me. Immediately he start thinking in his mind, I am doing wrong. I want to keep the word of God. I want to do the will of God. He said, I made haste. So he said, I made a haste and delay not to keep thy commandment. When I was going wrong, I'm thinking wrong thing, but right away I said, oh, I should not be doing this. And I hastily came back to God. I did not delay. I want to keep the commandment of God. I want to study the word of God. I want to read the Bible, and I want to follow the Lord. I made a decision. Okay, verse 61 to 63.
The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts.
Not one person came to rob me, but the band of wicked people, the mob of people came. So when so many people came to rob me, but I was not thinking, I lost everything. He said, I have not forgotten thy law. I did not go astray when the trouble came, when the people tried to harass me, the people tried to rob me. Maybe at that time, I don't know, they beaten him up or not, but mob of people came to destroy him. But he said, I was not afraid. I did not get discouraged. I'm not going to forget the law of God. I am going to study the word of God. And he says, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because thy righteous judgment. He said, I know you will take care of my enemies. They came to destroy me. They came to rob me. But I'm not going to go after them. I'm going to give this matter to you. You will take care of this. And in the night time, sometime I get afraid. See, the robber came daytime and robbed you. And night time you will not have sleep. You will say they might be coming back again. And so this way people get panicked. But he said, I'm not panicked, I'm not worried. They robbed me, they destroyed me, took everything away. But I know, just like Job, God gives and he said, God taketh away. I'm not going to worry about, my God will supply my need. So he said, the middle of the night when the thought came, I start thinking, my God is righteous, and my God will give the righteous judgment. I don't have to go after them, but I give it to the Lord, and God will take care, because the word of God says, revenge is, then he says, I am companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. So he said, I am having problem, but I'm looking for the people who can comfort me. Those people are the God-fearing people. When you have a problem, don't go to a lawyer who is not a Christian. Don't go to your friend who is not a Christian. Go to the people of God. And when you go and tell your problems to the Christian people or born-again people, they are going to pray with you. They are going to comfort you. They are going to tell their stories. I had a problem. God helped me. God will help you also. So he said, I am keeping the company with the people who fear God and who read the word of God, who study the word of God. Those are the people I keep company. I'm not worried what other people are doing it. My eyes is on the Lord, and God will give me the people who are God-fearing, the people who are godly. Okay, verse 64 to 66.
The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servants, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments.
Our God is a merciful God. He says, in this earth, mercy, wherever I see, God's mercy is there. And he says, I want to learn what you have mercy. I want to be merciful to other people. I want to act like you act, because I am reading your words. And these words will give me grace to love other people, have compassion with other people, and not to take revenge. He said, thou hast dealt well with thy servant. He said, I'm your servant, and you are dealing with me nicely. You are not punishing me. You are comforting me. And you are doing everything for me. He said, O Lord, according to thy word. That means whatever is your word teaching me in the word of God, I am meditating on those words, and those words are comforting me. Again he said, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandment. He said, I love you, Lord. I keep your commandment, but I need a good judgment, because sometimes I make a mistake. So you teach me good judgment. You give me the knowledge. And I have believed thy commandment. I am living for you. I am serving you. I am having company with a born-again Christian, the God-fearing people. And I want to learn more. And when you are born-again child of God, first of all, find a New Testament. Start reading. If you don't understand, go to church, talk to the believers, and tell them to explain the word of God. And they will teach you. And that's the way your knowledge grows. If the person is born again and never wants to read the Bible, never wants to go to church, what's going to happen? Spiritually, he will die. Enemy will come and attack him. And that's the way it happens. But he said, I'm not going to do that. Lord, teach me your word. James chapter 1 verse 5, what he says? He says, if you ask God, he will give you wisdom, knowledge, liberally.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
So he said, give me the knowledge, Lord. Give me your wisdom. Give me your righteous judgment. So the word of God says, ask and it shall be given unto you. God is a good God. God wants to help you. But time of need, come closer to God, and He will teach you, guide you, and lead you. Okay, let's go to verses 67 to 69.
Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good, and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart.
He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. We read in the verse 59, he says, I was drifting away. So what happened? He says, before all this problem came, I was going away. But when the problem came, I trust in the Lord, and then God kept me. He says, but now I have kept thy word. I do not want to go astray when trouble comes. I thought that way, and I was almost going astray. But now I kept your word and said, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't want to go astray. I want to go in your path. And I have learned that how you bless others. So I want to go to church. I want to give the company with the born-again people. I want to learn what the people are having fear of God. So, Lord, but now I have kept thy word. Now when I have a problem, I open my Bible. And when you open the Bible, there is the answer. All the time when you are in trouble, and say, Lord, I'm looking for some kind of comforting word. And He says, thou art good, and thou dost good. Our God is a good God, and He doesn't do wrong thing or bad thing. When He created everything in the Genesis, what He said?
It is good.
Everything, this is good. Everything was good. Only one thing He was saying, it is not good that I made a man, I did not make him companion, but now I'm going to make companion. But everything what God created, it is everything is good. He said, Lord, you are a good God. You do everything good. You remember one man came to Jesus Christ and he says, a good teacher. What Jesus says, why are you calling me good? There is only one good, that's God. What He's trying to say, He didn't say, don't call me good, I'm not good. But He says, you recognize me that I am God, I am a good. So He says, I know you are a good God and you do everything good. So I want to learn from you that everything what you have and everything what you know and everything what you do, please teach me. How can I learn? I'm going to go to the Bible. I'm going to search the scriptures. And I'm going to learn more about God. There are people, they are saying lie and they are telling this person is a liar. And forcefully, wrongly, they are blaming me. I am a liar. But He said, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. What people say, I'm a bad person. I'm not a good person, I'm not a godly person, but I am not going to pay attention because my heart is not condemning. I kept your word, I kept your scriptures, not only with my mind, but my whole heart. So I don't care what the other people think. God knows my heart, and I am doing everything from my whole heart, searching your word, learning your word, and not paying attention what people are blaming me. Sometimes we are very quick. Somebody says something, he says, why are you accusing me? I did not do this. Don't fight. God knows I'm not a bad person. I'm a good person. I don't have to prove it to other people that I'm a good. Only eyes of God, if I'm good, don't worry what other people think. Verse 70 and 71.
Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes.
Their heart is fat like a grease. Who are those people? The people who are in this world. They have money, they have fame, they have everything. And when you have everything, you get fat. Not only physically, but mentally you think, I'm somebody. and they are proud people. But he said, I'm not looking what these people are, fat or skinny, money or not money. I am delighting in your law. So he said, I'm reading the word of God. I'm studying the word of God. When the people are rich and famous, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your words. Somebody might have read this, and the people are thinking and they're teaching. All the trouble comes from God, and God gives you this trouble to teach you something. But God doesn't teach you with the wrong thing. If you go astray, God might punish you, but not with the sickness and disease. When you want to scold your children when they do wrong, we don't make them sick. We don't give them poison. We don't give them something like that to suffer. But he said, I was afflicted and I thought this is good, so I can learn something. The trouble comes from enemy. Sickness and disease comes from enemy, not from God. St. John chapter 10, verse 10, please read.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
So what the word of God says, thief means enemy. Enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But he said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. And 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he says, Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. Don't give credit to devil. There was a one man, he's a very great man, he has lots of members and things like that. And he said, I was talking to one pastor, and I start complaining, devil is doing this, and devil is doing this, and devil is doing this, he heard. He said, you know what, pastor? You're giving devil a lot of credit. Don't give credit to devil. Because if you say devil doing this, devil this, and I heard most of the people are saying, in a Christian family, they talk more about devil. So he said, don't give credit to devil. Don't think that devil bought this problem, it was good, so I can learn something. No, learn that the devil is your enemy, and he's bringing the problem. But Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of the devil, and he has given us power to destroy the works of the devil. We don't have to worry about devil. We don't give him so much credit. He is a defeated one, and he has no power. The word of God says, 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, he says, greater one is in within you than what is in the world. The devil is outside, but inside, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you have a powerhouse. You cannot be afraid of devil. You can defeat the devil, you can destroy the devil, but don't give credit to devil. Let's go back to our chapter, verse 72 and 73. 73 starts with another section, that's section 10. Okay.
The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments.
God has made me. God has fashioned me. And say, now, God, you made me. You fashioned me. So give me understanding that I may learn thy commandment. Say, God, you created me to learn the word of God and study the word of God. And the verse 72, he was said, thy law, the law of thy mouth is better than the thousands of silver and gold. The word of God is so precious than any ruby or any gold or any silver. He understood there is a power in the word of God. So he said, Lord, I understood that there is a power in the word of God, more than gold and more than silver. And I understood that you made me, you created me, you fashioned me. So now I'm begging you, give me understanding and let me learn your commandment. Let me learn your law. How did he learn these things? He said, you fashioned me and you made me. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. He might have read the Genesis.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Formed the man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed on him, his nostril, the breath of life. Formed him. That means he took the dust and made the person, you know, hand and feet and nose and everything he made. He created man. But all other animals and the sun and moon and everything, let there be light. Whatever he said, it came to in existence. But for the man, he labored. He worked hard. And he fashioned him just like God. And then he says he breathed on him. So he said, I know. You took care of me. You made me. You fashioned me. I want to understand your word because I am the child of God. Because all other animals, even you say monkey, or gorilla, or any other animal, they look like a man. But God did not form them. God only formed man and created man just like God. So he said, now you created me, you fashioned me, I want to learn more. Each word comes up to your mouth, that will be thousands of dollars of gold and silver. So I am here eager to learn. Anything comes out of your mouth, I want to learn, I want to study, I want to practice, and I want to live by your word. Let's go back to chapter 74 to 77.
They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servants. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight.
Before that he said, I want to see the people who fear God, and I want to be company with them. But now he says, I fear the Lord, I am a child of God, and if somebody sees me, they will be happy, he said, that they fear thee, will be glad when they see me. That means I have a good testimony. If anybody comes to me and they see me, they will recognize I am a child of God, I fear God, I live according to the word of God. Understand that I'm a child of God. Say, because I have hoped in thy word. Not only hoping, I'm studying, I'm learning, and I'm proving to people that I am the follower of God. So the people who fear God, they see me and they will be glad and they will be happy. When I see somebody, and if that person is born again, I don't care what country he's coming from. I call him a brother and say, sir, you are a child of God, and I'm so glad to see you. Because the child of God is a God's child, and when you are a child of God, doesn't matter what language, what color, we are all washed with the same blood. And so we are the brothers and sisters in Christ. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right. I know your judgment. I know you are good God. But you sometimes give me problem. You have afflicted me. And before that he said, affliction came is good. So I learned something. But now he says, you are a good God. Your judgments are good. Judgments are right. But thou in thy fullness has afflicted me. You are a good God, but you give me a hard time. But this is not an affliction. This is correction. If you read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 10 and 11.
For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
Now here it says, our mother and father, they punished us, but when they were punishing, they were thinking for their goals. For example, some say, hey, I'm a football player and you have to be a football player. If that person is not doing, he will, you know, harass him and he'll punish him. So he said, they're doing for their good and their fame. But God gives you punishment God prunes you for His glory to make you better. He thought, when God is judging me and giving me problems, but this is not a problem, this is for correction. And then he said, let I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Says, I am a servant of God. The affliction comes, the problem comes, the trial comes. I know my God is merciful, my God is kind, and He will comfort me according to His word, because I am His servant. God will not do anything wrong to me. God will not do any harm to me. I know I trust in my God. He is a loving, kind, gentle God, and I believe that I am His servant, so God will never do anything wrong to me. Then verse 77 says, let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. I know you are merciful. I know you are gracious God, loving God. But I want that mercy come to me. He said, you are in heaven and you are a good God. But I want you to come to me. The word of God says, in those days, they did not know mercy and kindness, because there was a law, tooth for tooth, eye for eye, and things like that. But St. John chapter 1, verse 17, he says, law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He was saying, let mercy come to me. Thank God, mercy came to us through Jesus Christ. He showed His love on the cross of Calvary. He died for us. He rose again, and He gave us eternal life. And not only that, He said, I'm going to take you with me wherever I am. So He is praying, Lord, let tender mercy come unto me. But the tender mercy came to us through Jesus Christ. Okay, let's go back to our chapter, verses 78, 79, and 80.
Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. Bow, meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn to me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed.
These people are bad people, proud people, and they dealing with me so badly, nastily, sinful way. But he says, with me without a cause. These people are harassing me without a cause. They give me a hard time without a cause, using foul language, using dirty language. But he said, I will meditate in thy scriptures. I don't care what these evil people are doing it. I'm not going to listen to them. I'm not going to defile myself. I am going to meditate on your words, even though they are doing without a cause. Now at that time, he didn't know Jesus Christ, but the Jesus Christ was persecuted without a cause, and he got all kinds of punishment. He did not do anything. That's why I said earlier, when you have a problem, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He said, let those that fear thee turn unto me. Now he said, I want people to come to me, not to harass me, not to say bad words to me. I want the people of God, godly people, come to me. He wants to have fellowship with the people of God. And he says, those people that have known thy testimonies, the people who are born again, people who are experienced with God, I want those people. Tell these people to come to me. Turn them to me. I want to have fellowship with these people. I want to have good time with these people. When the bad people harass me, I don't want to think about them. I go to church and I say, Lord, when I go to church, I want somebody, godly person, come to me, greet me, talk to me. I want people to coming to me who fear God. And he says, let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. He said, I don't want to be ashamed. St. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Because when you preach the gospel, that is so powerful, gives you comfort, gives you joy, and protects you from all the dangers and harm. So he said, I do not want to be shameful that I am not trusting in you. I am not living according to your word. I want to be faithful witness of God. I want to be with the children of God. We are almost finishing 11th section, and we are going to finish it. Verse 81.
My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word.
He said, my soul fainteth for thy salvation. Now the salvation can be in those days deliverance and protection of saving me. So he said, my soul fainteth for thy salvation. He's hungry and thirsty for God. His soul is very thirsty for the salvation and eternal life. The word of God says, Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, please read. He says, if you are hungry and thirsty for the word of God, you will be satisfied, you will be filled.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
They shall be filled means satisfied. When you eat something good, you feel satisfied. So he said, you should be hungry and thirsty for the righteousness' sake. If you're hungry for food, later on you'll still hungry. If you're thirsty, drink water, later on you'll still be thirsty again. That's why Jesus Christ said to that lady, if you drink this water, you will never thirst again. We should be hungry and thirsty for the word of God. And once you get saved, you are satisfied. You know that you are going to go to heaven. And you will be satisfied that now you are a child of God. Verse 82.
Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me?
Now he's already saying, my soul is fainting. Now he says, my eyes is failing. What is doing? He reading the word of God, reading the word of God day and night, finding some solution, finding some scripture to comfort him. So he is so hungry for the word of God. He is hungry for God. And he is saying, even though sometimes my eyes get blurry, in those days they will not have electric light. They had like some kind of oil light. And when you sit with the oil light and read, all the fume comes to your eyes and you get runny eyes and things like that. When you will be comforting me, I want your comfort. I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, my eyes is failing, and I'm looking for comfort. Now sometimes God comforts you, and when other problem comes, you forget what God did for you. So I tell people, if the God healed your headache, he can heal your toothache. God healed your toothache, he can heal your stomachache. But the God cannot say, I healed your toothache, but I cannot heal your stomachache. God does everything, but we have to trust in him. Most of the time, God comfort me. One time you comforted me, now he said you comfort me again. Let's go back to our chapter, verse 83.
For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes.
I don't know, nobody will understand. He says, I am became like a bottle in the smoke. What bottle he's talking about? Those days, they were not glass bottle. They were not like metal bottles. They have the bottle means they want to keep the wine. They have to have a skin bottle made of the skin. So he said, that bottle, I feel like I'm that bottle. Nobody can find me. I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Now if somebody wants to find me, they cannot find me. I'm lying in the smoke and I am the wine bottle, and I'm thinking sometime if I stay too long, you remember there is a saying, if there is a smoke, there have to be fire somewhere. So he said, if I'm thinking I'm in a smoke, but I'm worried, my bottle will burst out. But he said, yet I do not forget your statutes. I have fear that I'm going to be destroyed. I know you will come to rescue me. I'm in the fire, I'm in the smoke, I'm in the trouble, but you will protect me because I study your word I trust your word. Verse 84.
How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me?
I don't know how long I'm going to live, and how long you will not judge the enemies, or when I'm going to die. God never tells you what day you're going to die. He said, I want to know my days. I want to know when you're going to destroy my enemy. I want to know when you're going to do judgment. I want to see my enemy right now punished in front of my eyes. Before that, he said, I don't care about the enemy. I'm not looking at the enemy. I'm looking at God. I'm looking at the commandment of God. I'm happy. So sometime when the more trouble comes, you think, how long I have to suffer? But when you trust in God and you're thinking about Jesus, then your suffering is nothing. Verse 85.
The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law.
He said, the people who dig the well for me, or dig the pit for me, they want to kill me, they want to destroy me. But when I say, who are these people? But these people are backslidden, not walking according to your law, and they want to destroy me. You know what? If the person was a Christian and he backslid, he doesn't want to go to church, he doesn't want to talk about God, he doesn't want to live for God. Any person will talk to him about God, he will talk negative about God and try to destroy that person. That's the devil. Devil wants to go to hell, and he wants to bring so many people with him to go to hell. The word of God says if somebody digs the pit, they will fall in that ditch. You don't have to worry. Verse 86.
All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me.
I am trusting in the Lord. Your commandments are faithful. Means your Bible, your teaching is faithful. I trust in you, God. All these people are digging the well for me, are digging the pit for me. But I know your words is true, you're faithful, and they persecute me wrongfully, but you are going to help me. I'm not going to worry. All these people, they are against you, but I believe that you are going to protect me from wrongful people. Finally, he's thinking, our help comes from above. God is our helper. We don't have to worry about any enemy. If God is with you, who can be against you? God says, I will never leave you, never forsake you. In this chapter, he says, God is my portion. If God is your portion, why you worry about people who are doing wrong to you? Verse 87.
They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts.
Again, he said, those people, they almost consumed me. They were almost destroyed me. All these kind of people I have seen, they are always after me. And where are these people? They live in this world. They want to destroy me. But I forsook not thy precepts. Means I am not forsaking your law. I am not forsaking your word. These people want to consume me. These people want to destroy me. But you're going to take care of them. I'm not worried. I'm trusting in you. This is repeating again and again and again. Verse 88.
Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth.
Again, he said, quicken me means give me life. I am fainting. I am dying. I know you are a loving God. I know you are kind God. I know you are going to protect me. So you have the power to give me life. Sometimes I'm fainting. Sometimes I feel like I'm dying. But quicken me after thy loving kindness. Then what happens? So shall I keep thy testimony of thy mouth. Each and every word. He says, any word comes out of your mouth, there are thousands of silver and gold. I know your word is pure. I know your word is so precious. So when you keep me from these wicked people and give me life, give me energy, give me strength, then I will keep your word, each and every word. I will listen. We have to be ready to hear the word of God. Sometimes people say, there was a Stanley, you know, he just died. He said, my son told me, there is a only beautiful picture came, tell, and dad, can I go to watch that picture, a movie? He said, you know what? Go and pray. If God tells you, you go. He said, I prayed and prayed and prayed. God did not talk to me. So I didn't go. So the point I'm making, but if you're a child of God and you're in trouble and you're reading the Bible, exact the word will come to comfort you. So the word of God has power. So he said, I am going to take all the testimony of your mouth and I'm going to meditate on that. But you have to give me life because you are so kind, you're so loving. I want to fall in your hand, not in enemy's hand. And that's the way he finishes this 88 verse. Shall we rise? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle working God. We heard about the man of God. He had ups and downs, problem after problem. But he learned one thing. Whatever the problem comes, I'm not going to run away from God. I'm going to go close to God. So Lord Jesus, give us grace. When the problem comes, we want to run to you because you have the answer. Jesus is the answer for all our problems. We cannot take the counsel of man. We want to take the counsel of God. So help us, Lord. This man says, quicken me. Give me life so I can study your word and stay in God. Be with us, sanctify us, and use us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.